Welcome to Faith is the Victory Podcast, a ministry outreach of Faith Christian Center in Cairo, Georgia. This is Pastor David Coleman, Sr. Today's devotional is titled, I Will Rejoice, Habakkuk 3:18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength. The Holy Bible is the most amazing book in history. It is the very Word of God. We must understand that. Scripture tells us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, 2 Timothy 3:16. The Greek word for all in this passage is pas, and it means each, every, any, all, the whole. It leaves nothing out. And the Greek word for inspiration in this scripture is theopneustos, and means divinely breathed or God breathed. So every word found in the Holy Bible contains the very breath of God. It is the very Word of God breathed out to us. And as believers, we take this as absolute truth, and we fully trust and believe that the Holy Bible is exactly this, the Word of God. Some who are on the periphery of faith, ones who may be in the faith but have not committed fully to the life of faith that we read about in Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, and Hebrews 10:38, may raise objections to this straightforward view of the Bible and say there must be room for skepticism in the kingdom of God. On the contrary, there is absolutely no room for skepticism as it relates to the believer's relationship to the Word of God and the things of God. Skepticism is nothing more than unbelief, and it amounts to questioning the validity of the Scriptures and calls into question the very faithfulness of God. And in reality, it calls into question the very truthfulness of God. This can never be. Therefore, skepticism of the Scripture is nothing more or less than doubt and unbelief. And the heart of unbelief is one of the greatest evils to God, because it is actually turning your back to God and walking away from Him, Hebrews 3:12. No, my friends, there is no room for any skeptical views or attitudes concerning God or His Word, because there can never be room for the evil of unbelief in the life of the believer. It is always in opposition to God, for it is the opposite of faith in God. Scripture tells us plainly that without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. In the book of Habakkuk, the prophet is praying in chapter 3 and is decrying his woes before the Lord and reliving the troubles that he has experienced. And in this prayer, he makes a choice that regardless of how difficult his circumstances become, he will keep his eyes fixed on the Lord. Habakkuk 3:17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the favor of the olive tree shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. This passage describes a time of great desolation that has befallen him. Nothing was going right for the prophet. But in the midst of this trouble, he turns to God and reveals his faith in God. We must learn that it is in times like this that the true faith that we hold in our heart as individuals is revealed. When nothing is right, when all has turned against us, where do we run? Do we run away from God, or do we run to God? We must decide. We must decide. The moment one encounters such trials makes it very clear where one stands and in whom and in what one puts their faith and confidence. The prophet continues in verse 17, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Yes, that's it. There it is. The choice is made. He is running to God, and he is rejoicing in him. That is where true joy is found. That is where true faith is found, in the God of my salvation. We must understand that this word concerning the God of my salvation that Habakkuk is speaking to us about is helping us make our decision to believe God by fully committing to him and believing his word, while at the same time refusing to allow the negative circumstances that we face in life to govern what we believe to be true. Too many people of faith are ready to set the Bible aside and listen to the desolation of the circumstances that they are facing. The desolate circumstances were speaking to Habakkuk. They were crying out and telling him that all is lost. All is desolation and failure. There is no hope. That's what it was saying to Habakkuk. That is a sad message for the prophet, as well as any believer, to listen to and to align with. But at that moment of decision, the prophet's view shifted. His gaze moved from the devastation and the desolation of the problem to the answers found in the God of his salvation. His eyes fastened on the Lord, and the prophet said, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation." Habakkuk 3:18. The decision is made and stated very clearly. The focus of the prophet turns from the problem to the problem solver. I will rejoice in the Lord. There is no more powerful place to be than to be putting our rejoicing in the Lord. Let us agree with this scripture as we open our mouths and say it with me, I will joy in the God of my salvation. I will rejoice in the Lord. Friends, this is our answer today. Whatever you're facing, this is the answer. So when the circumstances of life turn against you and run counter to the promises of God found in Scripture, turn to the Lord. When the problems of life overwhelm you and overtake you, turn to the problem solver. Let us all run to the Lord Jesus, the God of our salvation, and let's believe that he is and has turned the devastations we're facing and that we're experiencing into great victories of faith. So I want to encourage you today to look to Jesus for every need you have. Take your eyes off your circumstances and put them on the Lord and run to him and allow him to give you the strength to stand in the day of trouble. He will not fail you. He will not run away. He is with you and he is strengthening you. So put your every trust and confidence in him. Pray the prayer of faith with nothing wavering and say to him while you pray, "The Lord God is my strength." Friends, I'm going to say amen to this encouraging word, and I'm going to ask you to say amen with me. So if you can, say it out loud. Amen. Amen. Friends, I want to remind you that there is no other name under heaven given among men but that great name of Jesus, whereby we must be saved, Acts 4:12. For he said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me," John 14:6. So let me encourage you today to bow your knee to the Lord Jesus. Call upon his name, turning completely to him. Believe that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess Jesus as your Lord, Romans 10:9-10. If you have done this, you are now a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away and all things have become brand new. Brand new in you, 1 Corinthians 5:17. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for your salvation, for your great salvation, Lord, and for ministering to our hearts today in Jesus' name. Friends, before I leave today, I would like to invite you to visit our Faith Christian Center Church website at fcccairo.com, fcccairo.com. There you will find information about our church and our service times, along with links to our church YouTube channel. I would also ask you to share this podcast with your family and friends, and whoever the Lord may lay on your heart, as I believe it will bless them just as it has blessed you. Well, thank you again, friends, for listening today to our Faith is the Victory podcast. Join us again next time as we continue to discover that faith is the victory that overcomes the world. This is Pastor David Coleman, Sr. of Faith Christian Center in Cairo, Georgia.